Tonight's Shir, Simen Reish Gimel, Siv Dalet through Ches. Siv Dalet. Al Peros Shemotzian Ilon Yisroch Shehakol. The fruit of Ilon Yisroch is Shehakol. Now, typically, we translate Ilon Yisroch as trees that don't bear fruit.
Yeah.
And yet it's an axiom, it says the fruits of these trees is Shehakol. Let's look on Ber Halacha. Before Mishneh Berurah, Ilon Yisroch. Ber Halacha says, what are Ilon Yisroch? Hainu Shegedeilin May alehen below zuria unatia. These are trees and shrubs that grow on their own. We don't plant them. We don't put in saplings. And the fruits are really not fit to eat fresh. Rock aide bishul v'tigun. You have to cook them. You have to fry them. Lachen birchos and shahako lebach shahako. Aval hagadelim aide zuria unatia. But those that grow, that we cultivate them, that we plant them and nurture them, afilu kisheinat toiv lechochayin, even though they may not be good to eat raw, mevorach achash and espashel, after we cook them up, we make a bracha, ashal eitz bar pi eitz, vashal adam bar pi adama. So the difference we're saying here is whether this is a tree that we cultivate or not. If it's a cultivated variety, then we make the full proper bracha when it's fit to eat, even if it means you have to process it and sweeten it. But if it's something which grows wild on its own, then the produce from those trees, the Mechaber says, are shahakol. The peiros shematzini lanes rock, the trees that grow wild on their own, is shahakol. Most of the fruits and vegetables that we eat regularly are specifically cultivated. Sweet varieties, hardy varieties, these are not stuff that grow by themselves wild. Let's take a look at Mishneh Berurah Sivkan Hei. Shehakol, the bracha shehakol. Why is it shehakol? D'lo chashivi levarach aleihem b'rabbi eitz. It's not significant to give it the bracha b'rabbi eitz. D'ko eitz ba'almanu. We treat it like the wood of the tree itself. V'lo d'amu l'tusav shiv sif beis. Now this isn't the same as berries in sif beis. D'chashuv al kaponim pri, because those are considered fruits. Af shegedel nam visneh, even though it grows on these bushes, like an ilan swak, that means they grow uncultivated, they grow wild. Because those are good to eat raw. If you go out in the woods, you find a blueberry tree, and you eat the blueberries off the bush, they're fine. They're good to eat. When they sit on the tree long enough, and they ripen. Sometimes the branches don't live for year to year, and then it's different bracha. Avokan, Mari, Peskum. We're discussing something else. We're discussing fruits that are inferior. Gontapuchim kitanim. These are immature, small, midget apples. Vagasim kitanim. Very small pears. Hagadel batzayah. They grow in the trees in the forest. Sheinamuin lachilik shemchai. You can't eat them the way they are fresh. Vakein enam chashu b'chal pri. Vafilu bishum. Therefore, we don't consider them fruits even after we cook them. That's why they're shahakol. So this is a new category we're giving. That if we don't cultivate the fruits, it's inferior, and therefore the bracha shahakol. But if in fact they grow wild, fine and delicious, yeah, you make the regular bracha on them. The egozim ketanim hanukatim batzehayar, these small nuts that they gather from the trees of the forest, shem tov lachil, and they're good to eat. Prigamu, those are full-fledged fruits. You make a barapiets. V'chein al igres, similarly on egres, and our Mishneh Berurah says it's gooseberry. Ublashan ashkenaz, custard berry. Afshe gedim al koitzim, even though it grows with thorns. No go oil levarach barapiets, the meaning is to say barapiets. Avol pri odom shagod al koitzim, but this red berry on the thorns. Shakarin ublashan ashkenaz, haputin, it's called haputin. And especially the species that grow on the box thorn. They're called shlom kershin. In Poland, they're called piansis. They're the bracha shahakol. They're not significant. And they grow on these thorns, and they're not cultivated. So again, it's the combination. If it grows uncultivated, and it's not a very good fruit, the bracha shahakol. If it's a good fruit uncultivated, or if you cultivate it, then you make the regular bracha. Si'if hei. B'nei aso, the fruits of the hadas. Afal gav de bishlon v'havion k'peiros, even though They've ripened, they're like fruits. Einu v'varchal shahakul v'varchal shahakul. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Vav, B'nei Asam. Haynu anovim ketanim shergim l'motzei b'hadasim. They're small grapes, small berries that grow on hadasim. The v'varchal shahakul, Sivkon Zayin, El shahakul. The lo chashivi, again, these are not significant. Have the kaperis motzim l'sorak, like any fruit that grows without cultivating the bush. So it's an inferior quality. It's not cultivated. The v'varchal shahakul. Siv Vav. Al zangbil shemar merakchino sok shivatuv. This is a repeat of the loch of Samarish base. Ginger, that we make a concoction when it's moist. The brachas prepiadoma. Venir du adin in merakchino soyavesh, it would seem the same is true if you make the mixture when it's dry. Kivish le kachu or lachila, because by mixing it up with sugar and the like, it makes it fit to eat. Hazangbil ikur, the main ingredient is the ginger. Mavarchla prepiadoma, the brachas prepiadoma. Mr. Bruce of Cohen, hey, Shemrachinah, so they mix it up with sugar and the like. Ashmeina, the chiddush is that the Rikuach Shemrachinah, so b'dvash, that by cooking it, mixing it together with honey, lo nishtane birchaso, it doesn't change its bracha, me'ilu achlo chai, that you would have made had you eaten it raw, the birchaso b'rabidon, the bracha's b'rabidon. Could they have some reish base? If yudchas, we have some simon reish base, if yudchas. Sivkon test, also yavish, even dry. What's the lomi to say? After Zangvil Yavesh Ein Mevarchal Klal, even though we learned before that dried ginger doesn't get a bracha, Kibbe Simen Reish Beis Sif Design. We had it before. Sif Design is from Simen Reish Beis. Hachadai De Rikuach Nasir Lechil. But here, since they mixed it up with sweeteners, it becomes fit to eat. Chos Le Bechaso Haruya gets back the original bracha. Vein Lahakshus Megizwach. Don't ask me from the soft nuts, the Yisr Shabbos, if you doubt. That we learned in Simon Reish Beis, if you doubt, Davshin Niskan Adi Bishol B'Devash B'Chol Malkam B'Chos Shahakol. That's still Shahakol, even after you cook it up with honey. Tahasim Aprilu Hagiyah Dainz Ma'Bishul. The reason there is because you harvested the nut before it grew to its full size. It wasn't ready yet. Then, when it's its full size, of course you make a Barbie Eitz. Ma'ashe Enkin Hoch Debi Kranis Bashal. In this case of the ginger, it's fully ripened. El Shemach Masi Veshu Saloy Roy Lachil. This is dry. You can't eat it. Therefore, it helps when you mix it up with honey and make it fit. The same is true when you mix up dry pepper. You make a barbie adama when you make it fit to consume. Mr. Bursiv Khan, you would royal achila. By mixing it up with sweeteners, you make it fit to eat. Similarly, if you were to roast ginger. And you eat it for medicinal value. Since when you roast it, you can eat it, you make the barbi adama. Aval sitfer mevorach shahakol. Sitfer I have is lemon, but lemons are shahakol. Over the time of lochila, people don't eat lemons. They use it as a flavoring for other things, but you don't eat it straight up. If you made a mixture of horseradish that we call chrein, but if you make a mixture of radish, many achronim would say it's barbi adama. Even if you did it from its peel, lo nishtanis b'abrocha, the bracha doesn't change. So the Mishnah Berurah says that chrein is shahakol, a horseradish mixture is shahakol, and he brings a shahar tzion that's mashim himagodim, that even if I eat it fresh, perhaps the bracha shahakol, and not hadama. So the notes point out that could be when it comes to Pesach, since now it has a special chashivus, that we're using it for the mitzvah, so on Pesach it gets this bracha, it gets this chashuv. But you should know there are poskim who hold that straight up horseradish isn't even shahakol. You make no bracha at all. Somehow you make no bracha at all. His mishar tzion is maybe you say shahakol on fresh horseradish. Magen Avraham says you can't make a bracha on horseradish. There's no bracha bechlal on horseradish. You can't eat fresh horseradish. So you have machloikis. Do you make shahakol? Don't make shahakol. But no one is entertaining making a dhamma. Which does push us towards those poskim who suggest that horseradish might not be the best thing to use for mara. Because mara, if you know, is barbi adama. Mishnah Berurah of Kanyan Alf. Hazangvil ikr. The ginger is the ikr. If you mix it with sweeteners, we don't say it's shahakol. We say it's the ginger. But even if a non-Jew was the chef who mixed it up, You don't say it's bishul akum. If you add sugar, you eat it raw. So it's not considered something that is only eaten when you cook it. So it's free from the rules of bishul akum. Aval sha'or kol minei peiros or yirokos, other fruits and vegetables, v'chein alif erodim or rose petals, kol she'eino ra'ui la'chol osuchai, if you cannot eat it raw, in bishlan ha'richon nochri, if the guy, if a non-Jew did the cooking to prepare it, asur mishlan bishlan v'chav, bishlan gilim, it'd be awesome because of bishlan akum, since those are not eaten raw at all. If you have something you can't eat raw, and the guy cooks it, it's bishlan akum. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention here that one of the rules of bishul akum is that it has to be oil shulchan malachim. It's got to be something that would be served on the king's table. It's got to be something you'd serve at a chasna, something at a nice fancy banquet. I'm not sure if these pairs of yerokas meet that category, but if they do, then you'd have to deal with the bishul akum issue. Se'iv zayin. Bisomim shechukin u'ma'uravin im sukar. Spices that have been ground and mixed with sugar. Habesamim ikur. The ikur is the besamim. Mavarach aleyan kedin birchas osam besamim. The bracha of the besam. Mishnah Berurah sefkan yud beis shechukim. Ground spices. Hainu. Af kashem shechukim v'nimoichem v'gami. They are totally ground and pulverized. And she nikur behem taran rishakal. You can't recognize them. Afil hachil neshtanis birchasan aydezel kliyamo. We say in the halacha it doesn't lose its bracha. Why? The derech habesam lichtoish b'fidah, because that's how you prepare besam. That's how you eat them. So konya gimel habesam ikur. The main thing is the besamim. Hainu afilu k'shoyet sukar haroiv. Even though the majority is sugar uma'at habesamim, and the besam is the minority, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, ancient nagin beinenu. We do this lasius mogen pulver shema arvin sukar harbe im ingber kosrish. We mix a lot of sugar with ground up ginger. Afilu hachi ingber ikur v'sukar tafel lehen. The main thing is the ginger and the sugar is secondary. The eino borak lamatko in the rochaleim. The sugar is just sweetening it and you don't make a brach on it. So the post got a long discussion about chocolate. Why isn't chocolate boy pure eights? If really that's how we prepare the cocoa. You take the cocoa bean, you pulverize it into the powder, you mix it with the cocoa butter and other stuff and sweeten it, and then you can eat it. So the final product should be boy pure eights. It grows on a tree. No one eats it straight up. This is how you eat it. It should be Baruch Pi'eitz. There's a lot of discussion in the poskim that maybe it is Baruch Pi'eitz. It's a Safik Baruch Pi'eitz. We know the minig is a shahakol. A number of poskim say that no, you can't make a Baruch Pi'eitz on chocolate. Because in these cases, all you did was grind up the spice and add sugar. By cocoa, you're not just grinding up the cocoa bean and adding sugar. There's many stages till you end up with chocolate. Roasting it, then grinding it, and then adding, and then cooking. It's too far removed from the original. If all you did is grind it up and add sugar, that's what we're talking about. But if you have to keep processing it more and more, so then a number of posts come on to suggest that that's why when it comes to chocolate, we're going to make a shahakol, because it's too many steps till you get to the actual chocolate. Sivches, tsinoin. Radishes. Mavarach Allah, Borei Piyadama, the Bachas Borei Piyadama. Mr. Ritzikon Yudat, Sinoin V'chulu, the Af Al-Gav She Soifu La'Hakshus Ke'etz. Even though left in the ground, this radish will turn hard like wood, and Ein Tol Shol B'Yitav, if you don't pull it out in time. Filu Hakim Mavarach Allah, Borei Piyadama, is still the Mikha Borei Piyadama. The Nati Inch Yadayte Lo'ach L'Kshuvah, because people plant it with the intent of pulling it out and eating it when it's soft. If you look at Chai Odom and the Nishma Sotom, Shemit Sadeh, he's inclined to say that it's known Shalon Shumar, our Sinon is very bitter. You can't eat it without bread. It's not so significant. And the bracha is Shahakol, kind of like the horseradish I said before. Adam Hagraz, Simon Reishem, Ochiach Mechak Yankiv. But the Graz points out from the Chag Yankiv and Hechas Pesach, to be called Mokom, Mavarachal, Boyadama, the bracha is about Piyadama. Again, this radish, I think, is a distant relative to the radishes we find in our grocery store. Our radishes are not these radishes. Our radishes are much sweeter and don't have these issues. There's a whole discussion, halacha, of tzinon being a davar charif. And the Chaim Voloshin said that there's only one type of tzinon. There's different varieties of tzinon. And I don't believe the radishes that we find, the normal radishes you buy in a bag at the grocery store, are questionable. I think that's for Pasha, it's Adama. And it's known Mar that he's discussing is probably a relative of our radish or perhaps a wild variety of the radish. But Halacha Maisa, we're going to make a Bori Pi Adama in our radishes.